Meredith Jakes is talking to one of her students in the stairwell of Harborview Elementary. She's the coordinator for Juneau School District's Extended School Year Program, or ESY. The boy is upset because he ripped his construction paper cape.
She can't fix it.
Okay, well, if we can't fix it, maybe we can make a new one, all right?
Make a new one.
Oh, well, you gotta talk to Miss Christie about that, okay?
ESY is a summer program where some of the kids in the district's special education program work on skills they learned over the school year. It's just one of the things the district does for kids with special needs. Bridget Weiss is director of student services for the district. She wants to do a better job identifying all the students who need an extra hand meeting the district's core curriculum standards. She's excited about a method that tracks kids' academic progress and shows the district which ones need an intervention. The method is called RTI. Weiss says it stands for Response to Instruction.
In some places, it's often referred to as Response to Intervention. And it is a program based on the philosophy of identifying students' needs early and attacking those with special interventions outside of the regular core curriculum.
Weiss says the strategy is being used in other schools around the country. She says the Juneau School District has used parts of it in a few schools in the past, but now is trying to use the strategy district-wide. Elementary schools used Response to Instruction last year to improve reading skills.
Some schools are saying, hey, we really want to spend another year just focusing on reading because we're close, we're not quite there, we really want to get expert at this whole RTI process with reading. Some schools are saying, we are chomping at the bit, we really want to get after math.
Response to Instruction has a lot of moving parts, but here's a brief explanation of how it works. Weiss says it lumps students into tiers according to their performance. Tier 1 is the district's core instruction that every kid in every classroom is getting. At this level, educators are evaluating how effectively they're reaching every student in the district. Tier 2 is for kids who have a higher level of need,
which would mean they get some additional time in a small group, adding some instructional methods to what they're getting in the regular classroom.
She says if a student is significantly behind, they're moved into the Tier 3 category,
which just means more time. So we increase the amount of time and focus that they're getting and some of the strategies that we use.
Weiss says one of the most powerful parts of Response to Instruction, RTI, is after kids are placed in a tier, they're monitored for improvement. Say a student is in the Tier 2 category getting additional small group instruction, and it's working. Educators might keep giving the student more of the same.
Is it not working and they need more time, or do they need a different intervention altogether?
Finally, if students just aren't showing enough improvement after multiple assessments and interventions, the district will consider the possibility they're dealing with a learning disability and move them towards special education.
There's a continuum of work happening here from looking at all kids who might need some assistance and then narrowing and applying effective practice, as well as identifying students who might need even more than what RTI can do for them.
Weiss says because RTI is not just relying on teachers' thoughts and feelings about their students' abilities, there's a better chance of catching kids who might otherwise fall through the cracks. It's a systematic review of students' performances over time. Each student's data is also unique to them, not to the school. So when students change schools, their data travels with them. Weiss believes RTI can help identify kids' individual challenges so they can solve them early in their educational careers and put their energy into making new capes instead of getting stuck on the torn ones. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.